And we are back in the morning show, Mountain Home Radio. I've got Tommy and Seal in the studio with us from the Master Gardeners. And Tommy, I'm going to start right there where you were talking. We have had more board meetings, more conferences. We've had so many things canceled. It is very, very strange. We were talking about during the break, you guys are with Sowbug and trying to readjust some of that schedule. It has been strange to go from, like Tommy was saying, you've got a board meeting this evening, you've got a little get-together tomorrow morning, you got this at noon, you've got this in the evening, and to go from that to almost nothing has been quite the adjustment for a lot of folks.
It's really funny. It's been a learning curve for Tommy Hagen, because last week I think I've been on 4 Zoom calls. I didn't even know what Zoom was a week ago. And now I'm sitting there and I feel like I know what the heck I'm doing. And it's fun. I mean, you sit there and actually one of them was a bunch of my old fraternity brothers who were supposed to have a reunion last weekend. And here we are. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at these guys in San Marcos, Texas, and Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas,
okay,
and just having more fun and bringing back memories. And yep, some of them were actually, Jeff Quick had a real nice one. Anyway, there's been a bunch of them, but it was stuff that I had never known how to do, and now I semi know how to do it. So
I'm sort of tickled for you, and I'm sort of worried about you at the same time. We're dragging you kicking and screaming into the 21st century.
Amen. 76 years old, but I'm finally getting there.
and I say that with a little bit tongue in cheek. I don't have those things on my phone because I don't want them on my phone. There's lots of other ways we can communicate, but Zoom meetings have become a little bit of the norm, and unfortunately, I've been involved in way too many conference calls, way too many remote things in the last month and a half that normally are taken care of live and in person.
Well, the three of us are all people. We
yes,
love people.
Absolutely.
And it's
yes,
just not,
yeah,
it's not, in fact, when I walked in here this morning and usually even hug Scott, and it's like, this is crazy.
Yes.
I had to bump an elbow or whatever.
Yep.
And,
yeah,
and Seal and I, anyway, she's my girlfriend, and I get to hug her, but I didn't get to hug her today. So anyway,
you can't say that she's your girlfriend that we talked about earlier this morning.
Oh,
you
I'm
run
sorry
off
we
Texas
didn't go down there
months
together. I'm sorry, but anyway, it's anybody that knows Tommy
yes,
Hagen,
yeah,
I'm a I like,
he's everybody's,
I like people.
Yes, he
yes,
is, yes,
everybody's boyfriend.
Yep. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. So I don't even know where to start right now. Normally, I've got like 4 or 5 questions that I've got rattling around in the back of my head for you guys. And I've been out in my daughter's yard. I've been spending some time on my property out at Rush. It seems like everything went from it wasn't growing, it wasn't growing, it wasn't growing, to it's 4 foot tall, and you've got to cut it immediately.
And then you had to fight the frost last week.
Yeah,
we're not even going to talk about the frost. Yeah, my wife and her strawberry plants, let's just
ooh,
say that I really, really saved my own tail feathers.
You saved
you covered them, did you?
I got them taken care of. Got I don't think we lost a single strawberry. So,
yay.
Well, that was wonderful.
Yeah, accidents happen. I could say it was anything other than providential luck.
People had some damage. I had
yes,
some damage.
Yeah.
I have some trees on an east-facing slope, and they're kind of halfway down the hill. I had a beautiful, a beautiful rising sun redbud, a plant we talked about
mm-hmm,
a few months ago,
yep,
and it sustained a good bit of damage from the frost.
Okay.
And I had one Japanese maple that did.
Ooh.
But I had an amaryllis bulb that's planted up close to the house
mm-hmm,
that didn't have one bit of damage to it,
right,
and the bud is probably going to open up in the next day or two. You can
fantastic,
see it's starting to go. So
yep,
just where things are sited, and most things will come back.
Yes,
unless you had a plant that wasn't healthy, I'm not real worried about that red bud, but it still aggravates me to look at it.
Well, just in case you guys are looking, I know there's a large percent of the population that just looks forward to assigning blame wherever they can. I will just say that it's Robert's fault.
He's not here to defend himself.
I got him plenty of times while he was here, too. The week before the 15th, I'm trying to think, it was someplace around the 8th or the 9th, he said, there is always a frost right around Easter. And I warned him. I said, you don't want to say that on the air. He said it on the air. And then he repeated it the next day. And so all the frost was all Robert's fault.
He's the one. Okay.
It's all Robert's fault.
Well, he made me move a lot of plants. I know that. I had some on my deck, and
yep,
they got to come back in the house for a little while.
Oh, they get to spend
yeah,
more time in the house.
Yeah, my garage looked like somebody's nursery for a
yes,
while.
Yes, yeah. I've got a couple small plants that are in a half beer barrels, and had to haul those in and out
a
couple
times.
Those
can, yeah.
My wife truly, truly love her. I just sometimes wish that her moments of brilliance would occur a little bit earlier than they do, because as I was dragging the third one in, and they probably go, I would guess, between 90 and 125 pounds, she says, you know, you could have put wheels on those before you put the dirt in them.
Oh, sweetheart, I love you. Oh.
Just, you know, sometimes.
Well, make yourself something and just that's portable and just stick it on top of it.
So the strawberry bed is portable, and oh. Yes, it does move in and out.
Keyword is now.
I told Tommy about that just as I'd finished that up the other day. So, yes, it is portable. We will be able to move it wherever we need to.
Well, blankets also work.
Yes, they do.
And I actually had towels and an old quilt out there because some things that I had planted that weren't portable. And things pretty well survived past it. Literally for the whole week, I just left, not on the plants, but I left them outdoors. Mm-hmm. I said, there's no point dragging these back and forth.
Yeah,
we've got four or 5 days in a row of bad weather at night. And that's unusual for us this time of year. We'll get a frost, and not quite as hard as what we had last week, but we'll get one sometime in April most of the time.
And it's Robert's fault.
Well, we should be past that. Yes. We're past the average and still could happen, but like you said, the weather forecast sounded like we're out of the woods. And I put off planting a bunch of seeds and things that I haven't done because of that. And I'm looking smarter. That's not smart, but smarter. But anyway, they will be planted, and still look nice and good. But again, this is something I remember Seal saying last time: be patient with your tomatoes, be patient with your peppers. It's almost a contest. Everybody wants to be the first one to maybe have the first tomato, and you're spinning your wheels. I mean, we need warm soil before you get those things in the ground.
Yep.
You'll
and
actually set them back by putting them early.
Yep.
I had a good friend of mine call me about 3 weeks ago, and I said, well, you've already bought it, so you put it in the sunshine during the day, but put it in the garage at night. You're going to have to babysit for a while.
Yep, and if you don't have a hot house to keep the plants in right now, don't even bother trying to get some of that stuff in the ground. It's still a little bit too early for it.
It is too early.
My grandfather had a rule, and of course, you know, Southern California was a little different growing environment, though. He didn't put a tomato in the ground until the first day of May.
That's a good axiom.
That's a good time.
Yeah,
that's a good time.
And, you know, as kids, we heard all these little things from different people. And
they're coming back in your mind, aren't they?
Well, I never realized how it would apply. Okay, so we plant tomatoes the first day of May. Okay, no problem. And, you know, I don't know how old I was. I was probably, less than 15, but someplace I'd guess between 5 and 15. They have no idea. That's not useful for somebody that age. And then suddenly, you know, here I am a few years older, and I'm thinking, it's not the 1st of May yet. I need to get my tomatoes. peppers are another thing, and I equate the two the same. They're, in my opinion, fairly similar in the growth patterns for them.
Yes.
And right around the 1st of May, jalapenos, I know there's a few folks that have already got their peppers in the ground right now. Jalapenos are probably the most common thing, but I've seen a few decoratives that are also going in the ground, and it's not going to be bad to put them in the ground this early.
Yeah. First of May is probably still a good idea,
even
for the peppers. All your warm season vegetables need warm soil.
Okay.
It's not just air temperature, it's warm soil.
Right.
And we've had a fair amount of warm weather, but then that week didn't help any. Mm-hmm. Last week just didn't help things along. So be patient with it. I mean, you can plant. You can plant your perennials out there. You can split them. With all this rain we're having, I encourage folks, you know, the afternoon before it rains, get out there, split them, water them.
Yes.
And then, you know, the rain will come the next couple of days. It'll give them a chance to get situated and get past some of the shock.
Yes.
Don't be afraid if they wilt a little bit. Just keep watering them.
Well, and that's, we don't have to worry much about watering them right now in the next couple of days. It's something that Mother Nature is going to take care of for us. But
it's important you
put them down in the ground, though, to put some water on them when they get back down in the ground.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also, if you have a hot, sunny day, you may water them twice during the day.
Amen.
Because, again, they're going to go through some shock. I just dug up some hydrangea starts that were around my plants and moved them. And in the morning, they look fine, and I water them anyway. And by late afternoon, they're telling me that, you know, what were you doing? What were you thinking? And you water them again.
Right.
And these couple days of rain will help them along and get them past the shock. Because there is shock.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And transplanting plants, pretty simple process. If you are going to
get something started earlier, it's not going to be that big of a deal to get them back in the ground where you're going to put them for their summer home.
No, just go ahead and put them. If they've been outside this time and they're perennial, they're probably going to get through things.
The last time we were here, I talked about my hostas, and I had about 50 of them in pots. Well, now I have about 100 of them in pots.
Okay.
And anyway, those guys, they just thanking me every morning. I mean, I got hostas running out everywhere.
I was going to ask, are the hostas thanking you or are the deer thanking
you? Well,
the deer
line up on Denton Ferry Road saying, thank you, Mr. Hagen. But anyway, they're all doing fantastic.
Yes.
It's been perfect timing for those guys. It was perfect timing.
And some stuff we have seen this year, because of the extra water we've had, we have seen some things that are successful with a little bit extra water out there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Just get, you know, the weather has been good except for the cold nights.
Yes.
We've had a beautiful spring. We've had an early spring.
We've actually had spring.
We had a beautiful spring. I mean, the daffodils bloomed.
Mm-hmm. Daffodils were beautiful.
Yes.
And the dogwoods, we had a good dog. And the redbuds. This was
one of the best years.
About 15 years, and I think this is the prettiest I've ever seen those guys. And they just, everywhere you went, they were showing off.
Yes.
Anyway.
Saw some really, really nice dogwoods last weekend, getting out and about a little bit, and just love seeing the flowers this time of year and everything.
Well, driving down your road going to Rush, that's got to be absolutely beautiful down 14. The dogwoods are everywhere. That's just a pretty, pretty, pretty drive. That just, if you haven't made that drive, you need to, because you got a few homes around you, but you're pretty well out in the country, and it's pretty.
And we are back, the morning show, Mountain Home Radio. Tommy Hagen, Seal Gusecki with me here, and it is just terrible having these two in the studio because there is never enough time to talk about all the things that we need to talk about. I'm looking at two individuals that literally have pages of typewritten notes in front of them. It's intimidating enough when Alicia sits there in your seat. And Alicia sits there while Bob and I are talking in that 15 minutes that Bob and I talk. Alicia's sitting there writing notes. Alicia Granis from the ADVA. And she's sitting there scribbling notes. And it's intimidating to see that. You guys walk in here with pages and pages of notes.
Well.
And you're more prepared, I think. Tommy, I think you may have said it best. You're more prepared right now for life than you were in college.
I did say that, unfortunately. That's probably true. There's a lot of.
It's probably true.
And also,
all of us.
I also said that my yard is getting tired of me because I've been out in the yard a bunch. This has been Tommy Hagen's Mecca time. And from about 9 o'clock in the morning to about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I've been rearranging and moving and having fun. And it's kind of actually been fun. It's actually been a lot of fun, but it's different than my normal activities. And
give it a couple weeks, and all those deer that have figured out that the hostas are out there, you'll have them all named. They'll be pets. You'll be playing with them in the yard in no time.
I got to tell you all a personal story. We live up on Denton Ferry Road, and we did a little distance thing last night, or night before last, at people's houses, and they fined me $3. The Property Owners Association fined me $3 because they said I dug a new bed and I didn't get their permission, and I also had too much junk or too much yard art in my yard.
Wow, that's a
$3 fine.
$3 fine. Well, at least that's reasonable. There have been worse fines than that handed out over the course of the last few weeks. So we need to talk about, of course, Master Gardeners are the reason you're here. Seal, you've done a great job the last several months giving us a plant of the month that is quite timely. And right now, it's springtime. Everything is starting to grow. I've been just wondering now for the last week, because technically we were supposed to have had you on last week due to a conflagration of errors on my part. You're here this week. But do you have a plant of the week for or plant of the month for us?
We do have a plant of the month. This time we're going to talk about a tree called Carolina Silver Bell.
Okay.
It is a native tree in much of the Southeast. It is a tree that grows on the edge of a woodland.
Okay.
All right. It gets to be about 30 to 40 feet tall, so it's a big dude. Mm-hmm. It just finished blooming about a week and a half ago. It gets little tiny white bells along the whole stem. So a stem could have, if the stem is 10 feet long, it's going to have probably 100 bulbs on it.
Wow, okay.
They're little tiny things about the size of your baby fingernail,
okay.
All right? But the little bells hang down, and it's just the whole tree is full of them. It's really cute.
Right.
Doesn't take much care. It's a little hard to find, all right? I bought it years ago. I became familiar with it from the Baxter County Conservation District. It was one of those cheap trees you buy from them.
Right.
And it's grown mine. I bought it probably in 2010 or 11, somewhere back there. And I'm guessing it's about 20 feet tall at this point.
Wow, okay.
It's probably about 8 feet wide, and it probably was a little wider. I've done some pruning because its shape was a little awkward, all right? So I did see. And those trees, you generally have to do a little pruning to shape over time, but they're certainly worth the investment. But it's just very pretty. It's not as showy as a dogwood.
Right.
But a lot of people are recommending them in place of, say, a Bradford pear, which we all know is not good for the yard, all right? Very pretty up against it. It doesn't take much care. All I do is water it when I water the bed that I have it in, and I have it set up against a woodland area so that when it does bloom, those flowers show off.
All right.
I did go online after I did all the work researching it to get all the facts right about this. Mm-hmm. Right? I said, my goodness, I know I can't get it from the Conservation District anymore. A few years back, the city of Mountain Home made a grant to Master Gardeners to plant a few trees at Callista Willette.
Right.
And it's one of them we recommended. And the poor girl that had the job of taking my suggestion had to find it. And Carol Baskey finally found it from the Missouri Conservation District, and we do have one out there. Online,
okay.
I found a source called Woodlanders that actually has them in stock for about $15-$20 a pot.
Okay.
And a place called Mail Order Natives has a different variety of silver bells, but equally as nice, for about the same price.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how much it's a gallon pot, so I don't know what the shipping costs. I imagine the shipping is going to be more than the plant.
Probably, yeah.
All right. But it's still something very nice, okay? It'll take drought, it's pest resistant, it'll grow in alkaline soil, so it's just kind of a friendly tree to have. The rest of the year is just sitting there, but that's okay. It's worth a show in the spring.
Kind of like a dogwood. It has about a month of glamour in there.
And that's it, okay?
Okay.
Blooms for about 10 to 14 days,
right.
So it just is something that's really pretty. A little more subtle than a dogwood, but certainly
what
worth a view.
What kind of foliage are we looking at in the summertime, and does it completely lose all its leaves in the wintertime?
It is deciduous. It loses all its leaves. Some say it gets little yellow leaves in the fall, but I haven't found that to be pretty showy. Okay, its show is just the springtime, and then it's just a nice tree on the border.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Seal and I talk a lot about buying plants on mail order. We always try to buy them locally first. That's always what we try to do. Sometimes you can't. Some of these are unique plants, and you have to go mail order. Do not hesitate to do that. I buy things mail order all the time.
Right.
You think, oh, the plant's not going to get here, and it's not going to be in good shape. They've got it down to a science, guys.
Oh, yes,
and when
they
you
do.
Open them up, most of the time they're in great shape,
yep.
And that's what they do for a living, so they ought to know how to do it. But the UPS guy or the mail girl the other day, I hear a rap, 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 and I go to the door, and there's just a big old box of these were bulbs, but, I mean, there they were,
yep.
And they'll be in the ground tonight or tomorrow. But anyway, we always try to help our local people as much as we can because they are fantastic supporters of Master Gardeners. So anyway,
if you want a specific plant, all right, there's some of the local people that will try to get it for you. It doesn't mean they'll be successful, but I've had some luck at Kelly Thomas with that, and I've had good luck with the other local people with a lot of good varieties, especially this year.
All right.
Mail order places right now. If you haven't ordered mail order yet, I have never seen more plants out of stock online than I have this year. I went to new site, this Mail Order Natives, when I looked at the whole site when I found them, and I'm guessing that well over 90% of the plants in their inventory were out of stock.
Yes.
Now, I haven't seen anybody as bad as that or as successful as that, but everyone is telling you if you place an order. I placed an order a place called Annie's Annuals the other day. Never did business with them before, but they had some unusual things. A friend told me about them. And I ordered some stuff, and I got a shipping date of April 27th. My girlfriend ordered a day and a half later. They told her May 10th before they could ship it.
Yep.
So they're doing a booming business online right now.
It's funny. They did the same story. I called to order some things. And they said, Mr. Hagen, the field, we can only have so many folks in the field. They have to be separated. The shipping is the same story. So they have to have, they don't have as many people working.
Right.
And he said, that's the bad news. The good news, he said, business is booming. He said, the phones are ringing off the wall and the internet's hot as a pancake. But it's a slow process getting delivered out to you. So be patient. This year is a really crazy year. Obviously, like the whole world is crazy. But there, again, do not hesitate to order. Like, you guys are looking, I've brought four or five catalogs with me, and a lot of bulbs, and they've already got, I'm sitting here looking at a pre-fall planting. So yes, you can start planting if you want to buy your daffodils, or order them now.
Well, you need to order them now.
Yeah, you do, to make sure you get them. Because like Seal said, some of these varieties, and you guys know I'm a daffodil guy. Daffodils, guys, let me tell you, they're the gift that keeps on giving. It's a kind of a lot of people have them, but they're still pretty. And they just keep giving year after year after year after year. But anyway, that's
keeping them thinned out, I've found to be the hardest thing with daffodils.
Yes, it is.
That is. That
we're
is.
Having a digging up party in about a week and a half at my house.
And I'm going to be there because she said I can have some of them. So I'll dig and I get. So
if
that's
you guys
that's...
don't have enough digging over there, I've got a little spot over at Rush right now.
Well, if anybody out there in the gardening world has surprise lilies they don't need,
I've got some.
You holler at me because Tommy Hagen loves
some
surprise lilies.
But I want you to know I ordered a blue surprise lily the other day. I got it in the other day, so we're going to see what happens there.
Seal is an adventuresome girl. She does not mind trying new things and does it on a regular.
You just have to have a budget for that.
Well, yeah, that is the important part about this.
She got her check in the mail the other day, whatever it was.
I did not know those came in blue.
I didn't either. Yeah. When I found it, I couldn't resist it. I won't tell you what I paid for it. But it'll be a gift that keeps on giving if it's successful.
Please tell me you got more than one.
No, I bought one.
You bought one?
I bought one.
Wow. Okay, well, we are going to expect an update here the next couple of months. So,
We'll find out in the fall if it comes back up.
I think my daughter's got some out back. I bet we can find some folks can help you out with those.
I love them. And it's funny, some people don't like them, but the thing I like, well, number one is the name, Surprise Lilies, Naked Lady. I mean, it depends on what you want to call them. But you're walking out in the yard one day, and the next day you walk out there, and this thing has just popped up. It's a surprise lily.
It goes from nothing, maybe an inch and a half tall, to 12 inches tall, and bloomed in 2 days.
That's right. And that fascinates me. Yeah. I love it. I love, love, love it. And I've got them put in strategic places, but I have an acre of property, so I have more strategic places if y'all have some for me. So
no, I've got some for you. We'll get some when you come for the daffodils. We'll dig you some of those.
You may have an acre of property, but do you have friends on the HOA that won't fine you when you add more stuff to that?
You said friends. I'm not sure about that, but anyway.
Well, I'm going to keep my record intact.
You're
going on time. I don't know how this has happened this week. Please don't expect it to happen on a regular basis, but you are listening to the morning show here this morning. Brought to you by your friends over at Baxter Regional. Stop on by the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Download the Baxter Regional Care Urgent Care app. You will have a doctor in your pocket wherever you go. We've got one final break to take. We'll be back with Seal and Tommy to wrap things up right after this. And we are back, the morning show, Mountain Home Radio. I've got to switch gears, literally stop talking, racing behind the scenes, start talking gardening. Tommy asked about iRacing, and that's another one of my really fun zones. Speaking of iRacing, we're going to have the sprint cars tonight, and I wish I could tell you where they were going to be at. But you're going to have sprint cars on the track at 7:05 on Fox 1 this evening. You get to see a
the boy knows. He knows his racing.
Really quickly, before we get back to plants, do you guys have a hankering for Girl Scout cookies?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Well, the good news is, we'll start off with the bad news. The bad news is COVID-19 hit a lot of large metropolitan areas right about the time that the Girl Scouts were starting to sell or delivering the cookies.
Okay.
Really put a tailspin on the Girl Scout project overall, and of course, that's one of their biggest fundraisers for the entire year. The bad news is the Girl Scouts were not able to get out and about and sell the number of cookies that they had in the past. The good news is they're still available online. Head on over to girlscouts.org. And now the thing that I absolutely love, Tommy, if you want a box of cookies for yourself and you just have to have those Momoas, you can get those Momoas for yourself. But just say, for example, you don't like the peanut butter cookies, but you see there's 10 boxes and you know that Seal is a fan, you can choose to donate a certain percentage of yours and send it to her, or you can donate and send those boxes to a random person. So stop on by girlscouts.org and get yourself a box of Girl Scout cookies. And if you don't have your favorite flavor there, send one to a first responder. Send one to a nurse.
Great idea.
That's a great idea.
There was a company, and I had the story last week, 16,000 cases that they delivered to healthcare workers, and I believe it was in the Boston area.
That's very nice.
Love hearing stories like that. Yeah. So sorry for that. Go get your Girl Scout cookies at girlscouts.org.
We love Girl Scout cookies and love everything Girl Scouts do. So,
yeah, absolutely.
I'm just very, very happy
but
they're
not. But don't get me peanut butter. Get me Thin Mints.
Look at looking right at me, guys. Yes, looking right at me. That is one thing. It's online shopping stuff with being locked in the house. Boy, Amazon, they send me thank you notes every night.
I have never bought as much from Amazon as I have in the past month.
Well, and there's a lot of good ways you can do this. I've been shopping more on Amazon, smile.amazon.com. Put your favorite charity there, and then it's no money out of your pocket, but you get some money goes to your favorite charity. So
that's cool.
Some good ways to help out. So we've got about 4.5 minutes left here really quickly, and I know there's still so much going on, but we still have all these great venues around here, but nobody can get out and see them. Are you guys still maintaining the sites around this area?
Right now, we're not. Okay. The University of Arkansas restricts us from getting together,
right.
And that restriction will go off in the middle of May the way it's scheduled right now.
Okay.
Time will tell. We won't know till we get close
Obviously
if that
yet.
Is. But
yep.
they've asked us, unless we go one person at a time.
Okay.
Some of the people have been out doing a little bit of work,
right.
but I doubt that much work has happened. At Memorial Gardens, where I work, we're actually, a friend of mine are going to probably go inspect it and do buy some plants so that when the restriction is off, we've got something to put in the ground.
Right.
And that brings us to the other thing. We talked earlier about supporting your local nurseries,
yes.
all right? And definitely, all of them have plants in stock.
Uh-huh.
You have to go safely when you go.
Right.
Keep that in mind. But all of them have things. And for those of you that generally travel to Springfield and Fayetteville to buy your flowers in spring, these folks have plants. If you go and buy what they have, they will bring in some more.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And ask them if you can get something. Some of the places are real cooperative about doing mm-hmm. that. I have one pot. I had to laugh at myself. A shade plot. I put 3 different plants in it, and all 3 were from different nurseries, from Kelly
You're
Thomas, from Cairns, from Carl Wayne's.
All right.
And I looked at that, and I said, well, I'm doing my part for the local
That's
economy.
Cool.
Yes,
so
sir. Yep.
You've got, if you don't need that $1,200 check for something else, by all means, shop local with
well,
it.
Well, and yeah, that's one thing I really, really highly recommend. If you can, I've got a friend of mine who regularly takes his wife out to eat on Friday nights, and so they've been going to a different local business every week and eating there in their parking lot. So,
boy,
yep.
the Higgins have done
yes.
that. It is kind of fun. But one of the things, one of our work sites is not really open, but the one right by the sheriff's office is absolutely darling. It's got a little face mask it's, on there.
Yes.
It says B-E-E,
yes.
safe, and
yes.
it is so darling. But anyway.
My grandson saw the googly eyes on that the other day. For the yes, and the very first time he saw those was great. He noticed those on the way past again. I love the fact that you guys put I don't know who put the surgical mask on.
Judy Nazoliak is in
that.
Charge of that garden, and
kudos,
she has
Judy.
A great
yes,
sense of
yes,
humor, doesn't she?
Yes,
absolutely. It's a little one, but it's darling. And I I stopped the car and took a photograph and put it on Facebook. That was laugh out loud cute.
Wait
that
a
was
second. Fun. You stopped and took a photograph?
That's another thing I've been doing is arranging photographs during all this stuff, and I didn't know. I did know, but I've got a lot of photographs.
You're closing in on
$170,000.
So you're closing in close to $200,000. I was saying
no, not 200,000, 170.
Only 170,000.
By Christmas.
I went on the river yesterday. I took 450 pictures on the river. I surprised
Whoa.
Myself. I thought,
wow.
I must have just had to, I just pushed my finger. But anyway.
Well,
I was so bored, I took pictures of all the gardens and sent it to my friends.
we are spending more time out and about in the garden. One thing that I do want to caution people about is trimming things at this time of year.
You do have to pay attention. Your
yes.
spring blooming things, you don't want to trim this time.
Right.
You want to do it right after they bloom, I
yes.
should say. You
yep.
have to remember that. Keep them daffodils green until they start to yellow. Be another week or two before you start to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're smart, you'll wait till fall to dig them up. You'll mark them and do them then to split them. If you're like Seal, you'll go as soon as they start to yellow. Dig them up
yes.
and replant them right away. I've had a lot of success with that. It's the plan B. It's not the plan A.
Right.
But I've had good success with
yes.
it, and I do recommend doing it. That way you don't have to mark it. And in fall, when you don't feel like gardening anymore, you'll actually get it done.
I don't know that you and Tommy will ever not feel like gardening.
I think that's true. I think it's in our blood. Anyway.
Well, we have about 10 seconds left. I want to thank you guys for adjusting your schedules to make it in here. I'm
Absolutely.
Hoping that everything works out. You guys, I know, are both going to Texas next month, so we'll do some planning and make sure we can get you guys in here around that if we need to. So we will work on that behind the scenes here in just a couple moments.
No problem.
Thank you guys,
Scott.
As
Take
always.
Care.
Are you on time?
I'm actually getting ready to do my exit on time. Yeah. Yeah, so you are listening to the morning show here this morning on Mountain Home Radio. We are simulcast live across all three stations. Mountain Talk 97.1 KJMT, Mountain Country KRZP 92.7, and Arkansas Rocks 94.3 KCMC. That's going to wrap things up for me here today. I am out the door, back with more tomorrow. Have a great day.